do you call anything that a child likes to play with? Anything.
Play toys.
Okay.
Just cover the whole word, play toys.
Okay. Now, this next part of the thing has to do with word patterns. Like, if you're talking about singing a song, you might say, today I sing the song, yesterday I sang the song, and many times I have sung the song. Or if you were talking about taking a trip, you might say, today I take the trip, yesterday I took the trip, and many times I have taken the trip. So this is the kind of things I'm going to be asking you. Now, this isn't a test. It sounds like it, but it's not. But I really just want to know the old ways of saying these things. Now, let's see. If we were talking about buying groceries, you might ask me, have the groceries been what yet? Talking about buying groceries. Have the groceries been
checked?
Now, we're talking about buying.
Oh.
Talking about buying groceries. I want the word buying. And I want you to fill it in. So, have the groceries been what?
Bought yet.
Have the groceries been bought yet?
Or yeah, fine. And I might answer, yes, yesterday I what the groceries. Same word. Still talking about buying groceries.
I bought some groceries.
Okay. Now, if we were talking about eating apples, now this eating is the next word. You might ask me, have the apples been what already?
Peeled.
Now we're talking about eating them.
Oh.
Already.
Have the apples been, talking about eating apples. Have the apples been?
Have they been cooked?
No, ate. Have you ate them?
Well, I can't
or eaten them yet.
I don't think I explained this very well. I'll tell you how it works again. See, what we're after is different word patterns. Like, if we're talking about taking a ride, we might say, today I take a ride, yesterday I took a ride, and many times I have taken a ride. See, all those are take, took, taken, and they're all different ways of saying taking a ride.
I'd say taken for that.
Okay. Now, if we're talking about, we'll go back to the apples. If we're talking about eating apples, you might ask me, have the apples been, well, let me put it this way. Suppose your wife gave me an apple, and she said, now, Gracie, you eat that apple. And then she went away, and she came back a little bit later, and she wanted to know if I'd eaten it or not. And so she would say to me, has that apple been, what would she say?
have you eaten the apple?
Would you say, has the apple been ate, or has the apple been et, or has the apple been eaten?
Well, I'd say eaten.
Okay. That's the kind of thing I want to find out. And I might answer, yes, yesterday, what, the apples? Would you say I ate them, or I et them, or I eaten them?
I'd still say eat them.
Okay. Now, if we're talking about drinking coffee, you might ask me, have you, what, your coffee yet?
Have you drank your coffee yet?
Okay. And I might answer, yes, a few minutes ago, I, what, my coffee. Still talking about drinking coffee. A few minutes ago, I
drank my coffee.
Okay. And if we're talking about climbing trees, you might ask me, has that tree over there ever been, talking about climbing trees? Or would you say, has it ever been clumb, or has it ever been climbed, or has it ever been clim? How would you say?
I'd say climbed.
Okay.